today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salamun alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special. On 5th of the month of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 16th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. The topic of this episode is about Ramadan nights.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
But as the ritual of this program, we listen to a part of the Holy Quran for today, chapter Al-Fajr, verses 1 to 5.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والفجر
by the dawn
وليالي العشر
and by the 10 nights
والشفع والوتر
and by the even number and the odd
والليل إذا يسر
and by the night when it passes
هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر
is there not in all that an oath sufficient for one of perception
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Some commentators have carried the term Fajr in this verse to its absolute meaning, that is, whiteness, which is certainly one of the signs of Allah's greatness. It's a reference point in the lives of human beings and all earthly creatures and the prime glory of the victorious light and the end of faded darkness when the calm sleep ends and the movement of living creatures begins. It is for this very life that Allah swears by it. However, some commentators have said that it means break of dawn at the beginning of Muharram.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Dua for the fifth day of the Ramadan
اللهم اجعلني فيه من المستغفرين وَاجْعَلْنِي فِيهِ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ الْقَانِتِينَ وَاجْعَلْنِي فِيهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَائِكَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ برأفتك يا أرحم الراحمين
O Allah, and this day place me among those who seek forgiveness. Place me among your righteous and obedient servants, and place me among your close friends by your kindness, O the Most Merciful.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
As I told you, the topic of speaking for today is Ramadan nights, how Muslims worship, rest and renew spiritually. Another blessed month of Ramadan is upon the world by the grace of Allah. While the days are famous for the fasts in which Muslims abstain from food, drink, yes, even water, an intimate relationship, the nights are dedicated to worship. After a brief rest, many Muslims will try to wake in the final third of the night in order to take advantage of night prayer. This is a very special moment that happens every night. Muslims believe that Allah is closest to the servant at this time. Allah's Messenger said, "Our Lord, the Blessed, the Superior, comes every night down on the nearest heaven to us when the last third of the night remains," saying, "Is there anyone to invoke me so that I may respond to invocation? Is there anyone to ask me so that I may grant him his request? Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness so that I may forgive him?"
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome. Today we are going to talk about the importance of staying awake at nights in the blessed month of Ramadan. According to numerous narrations, the pre-dawn period, which is the final third of the night, is among the most blessed and sacred hours of the day and night. And it is extremely important. The closer it gets to the dawn, the more sacred and unique it becomes. The importance of the pre-dawn is such that some great scholars say that even if someone does not intend to fast, they should be granted the ability to stay awake at night and wake up a few minutes before the call to the prayer or adhan, perform ablution, that is wudu, and even if they do not pray the night prayer, they should remain awake during those moments. Therefore, we seek awareness of the greatness of the pre-dawn hours from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has also been emphasized in the conduct of great people. In describing the righteous in the Quran, it is stated, وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, and they seek forgiveness in the pre-dawn hours when one is among the pious and abstains from sin. He or she will taste the blessing of this wakefulness and the pleasure of supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conversing with him in secrecy.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد.
And the continuation of today's special, striving to become lovers of Allah the Glorious. Dear brothers and sisters, you and I cannot claim to be lovers and secret close friends or best friends with Allah the Glorious if Qiyam al-Layl is missing or excluded from our daily routine. It simply cannot be that on one side a person claims to love somebody and then not do what pleases his or her beloved. We all, at some point of our lives, have gone through different stages in our worldly love for our spouses or children and have done what it takes in order to sustain and prosper our relationships. Even when we know that this love and relationship is temporary, it's worldly and will not last forever. To be a lover of Allah, one must submit completely to His commandments, and that there should be a reflection of the person who is not just a human but a slave and servant of Allah. This worship includes developing a connection with the Creator, which can be accomplished more effectively through قيام الليل or night worship.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
Means of subduing and training the inner self or ego in order to acquire a high abode in Akhirah. To become the resistance of highest gardens of paradise, we have to work hard, labor, and fight against our nafs or inner soul, commonly known as ego. Since it is a means of training and subduing this ego and brings a state of inner calm, since serenity and peace, nothing is more displeasing to this inner soul than the state of wakefulness at night, rising from deep sleep, sacrificing the warmth of the bed and going to perform ablution than standing in prayer. However, consistent effort can bring about positive results and a remarkable change in the person himself, since Allah the Almighty takes control of his affairs and the world seems less important and more distant compared to Akhirah. It builds up a strong rapport and unbreakable connection with our Creator and sustainer.
In another verse, this pre-dawn seeking of forgiveness is mentioned along with absolute worship as characteristic of the righteous, indicating that benefiting from the blessing of the pre-dawn and seeking forgiveness during it is a distinguishing feature among other forms of worship, and a pious person should pay attention to it. الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار. It is mentioned alongside the obedient, the patient, the truthful, the obedient, the charitable, and those who seek forgiveness in the pre-dawn hours. It is mentioned alongside the obedient. Now imagine if the pre-dawn hour has such a virtue, and it is the pre-dawn for the month of Ramadan. Allah knows what blessings these moments hold for a person. Therefore, one should make use of the opportunity and spend a few moments reciting the pre-dawn supplications and the supplications of Abu Hamza al-Thumali, and spend a few minutes reciting the Holy Quran. Even if one does not have any of these, simply staying awake at this time is not without effect. Okay, thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned and listening to us. I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special on the 5th of Ramadan 1445. Till another program and another meeting, have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Subhanaka Rabbi, Subhanaka ma a'zama shanak. ندعوك ونرجو غفرانك ندعوك ونرجو غفرانك.